And when you think about all those things you want to accomplish, if we were then to sort of codify them into a bunch of exercises or areas of your health that you had to now be thinking about, that I needed to be thinking about, what are the most important things? So I'm a 32-year-old. What are the most important parts of my health that I should be thinking about if I want to achieve all the things that I said to you in my final decade?
No one in the final decade of their life ever said, I wish I had less strength and I wish I had less endurance. So you cannot be too strong and you cannot be too fit. The only time that one would throttle back on the pursuit of those is A, if doing so is coming at the expense of something else, either with respect to your health or your life. And two, if the pursuit of that at such an extreme level produces risk of injury.
Okay.
So, in other words, could I be stronger than I am today? Yes. I'll give you an example. We know that in resistance training, the sweet spot for pure strength is 1 to 5 reps. When your goal is to maximize strength, you need to be pushing 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 reps. Once you start thinking about hypertrophy, muscle size, we're starting to think about 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12 reps. Once we start thinking about muscular endurance, we start thinking about north of 15, right? Those are the general patterns of resistance training.
So if I want to build my muscles because I'm going for aesthetic goals, then I need to be aiming above 5 reps. I need to be 10 or 12.
Yep.
But if I'm just purely thinking about strength, bigger weights but lower reps.
That's exactly right.
Okay. And then if I want muscular endurance, which
is... You've got to be even higher reps.
Okay. Yep. Lower weight. Okay.
So again, we could go into much more detail around that, but just to finish the point here, why do I not do much training at 1 to 5 reps? In fact, these days, I don't do any training at 1 to 5 reps anymore.
Why?
Because to train at 1 to 5 reps comes at a risk.
Ah, okay.
Especially for heavy compound movements. So like, I'm okay getting a little bit less of a strength benefit while still, of course, getting stronger, but training at a higher rep load. So I'm typically, I'm targeting 8 to 12 reps with 1 to 2 reps in reserve is basically how I'm doing my resistance training. That means every set I'm doing, I would expect to get to within about 1 rep of failure somewhere. So today when I lifted, I don't think I did less than 7. I didn't do more than 12. And the weight was always titrated so that I was either failing, almost failing, or 1 rep away from failing somewhere in there. And I was adjusting the weight constantly on every exercise to get there, with the exception of 1 exercise. I did push-ups was one of the things I did. Push-ups are kind of more in the muscle endurance. Obviously, I'm doing more reps when I was doing push-ups. But pretty much everything else was in that range. So again, I'm not fully maximizing strength anymore because the cost of it might be a little bit high in terms of injury risk. Similarly, I'm not strength training 24/7 because I need to make time to do my endurance training and other types of training.